Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 21st of May 2012, and this is the AR Library Q&A call. So I want to welcome everybody on the call today. Our first question: during my affair, my family knew about it and sided with me and condoned my affair based on everything they saw throughout our marriage for 23 years. It was a controlling relationship, and they saw a lot of verbal and emotional abuse. The AP comes into the picture, and they're jumping for joy. I filed for divorce and intended to marry my AP, so it was clear to my husband that what was going on from the get-go. Things got very ugly, and my family held back nothing regarding how they had always hated my husband. I had a bunch of issues and said so much. But by God's grace, we reconciled and have a new marriage. How do I handle my family and their comments about my husband? For that matter, my behavior gives them care. Or do I do nothing? Do I owe my husband some sort of letter to my family explaining what they went down? I do know I will defend him. He is not the same person for my affair. Or do I say nothing and let our behavior speak for itself? That's my responsibility right now. That's an absolutely great question, and one of the sad fallouts that occur after affairs. My advice would be communicate with him. I would actually probably write a letter to them explaining what all has happened, and really explore the grace that your husband has not only extended, but really talk about changes that he's made. And I would ask specifically at the end of that letter that they support you and your husband throughout the recovery process. I tell them that you have misrepresented him at times, and now that you're going forward, if they really want to be a major part of your life, they need to support the two of you are doing and be happy for you. Hopefully that sort of letter will help begin reconciling things with them and your husband. And of course, if they do say something, I would certainly, if you put in the letter here, speak up and say, no, you really don't understand. He's extended an amazing amount of grace to me, and he certainly deserves my love and respect, and he has been wonderful in terms of the way he's accepted me and the way he's been able to move forward. So in the future, I appreciate, if you've got things to say about him, I really don't want to hear it. You need to talk to him directly, don't talk to me. And that should help with that situation. That's that one. So, our next question. Similar to the topic below, I had three friends from college before I met my husband, who I used in several ways. They live in other states, so they had barely even met my husband. Or been around as much. The only picture they have of him is through my words. After I had an affair, I went to them and to me, stopped him from being blamed for my country and my marriage to justify my failure. I painted him as a villain, me as a victim, labeling him as abusive, he is not. They followed me down this path and supported me, saying James and Nino could hurt my spouse terribly. He got out of this. Spouse felt humiliated and misjudged, his pain unrecognized and minimized. He felt treated like an object, not like an truly sympathetic character that he is. Once I came to my senses and back to the marriage, thank God. I tried a major repair, sending them all very long emails detailing all the great things he had done for me. A major betrayal, how devastated he was, basically trying rebound the picture of their friend and the spouse she injured. by plan, and violating his privacy by sharing the responses with his mate. One didn't respond wrong. One met and talked with him in person, and one family about someone in which she minimized his name in a very fresh way. Her words cut him to the skin. She does not blame them. He knows it was me, and I'm sure that the repair email, there was something wrong in my team change and the voice that I made or that I spoke in, which didn't make those words. It was a hellish experience. And I let it sit there untouched with no other friends for 3 years. One of my friends was initiated getting together. And I realized that I need to report this finding. My husband still feels violated and judged unfairly and humiliated. Yet, he wants me to, in the end, not lose this connection I have, which is more than I deserve. This connection can't be deserved. However, just the mention of the names triggers the whole cycle of negative thoughts and feelings and find living problems. It'll make a meltdown trying to talk about it. Here, I left the situation in an unhealthy state. My friends don't have a clue as to how I betrayed them, violated their privacy, and used their friendship, and turned them into hard-hearted blamers, so I began to work for my justification. With my friends' initiation of being together, I had an opportunity to open the dialogue and make an end. What is the loving thing to do here? If you want to craft a plan for repair that you suggest I do, my husband wants me to do this as soon as possible. Lovingly, he wants it for me. He also doesn't want to appear controlling and overused. I want to figure out what I can do to be honest about my actions and hopefully. The truth can help fill my spouse's pain and can show my friends the truth about me. I have not responded to my friends yet. Please help. I've struggled with the plan of action for far too long. I heal my spouse's pain and feel alone. Thank you for your perspective. So, great question. I don't know if you have taken hope for healing. If you have, then I would suggest that you use the hurt letter as a way of addressing each of them, so you make amends directly to them for the way you manipulated them. If you haven't taken hope for healing, or if you have not done EMS, then I would say, write it directly, be very clear and upfront how you manipulate them, how you tainted their view of who he was, and how you used them as a way of finding support for your actions. I would also then write how you think it must make them feel to know that you used your friendship and used them in that way. Try to be specific. I think it probably would make you feel used, manipulated, abandoned, mistrusted simply because I wouldn't be honest, whatever. And then I would just say, I can't tell you how badly I feel for having done this to you. I hope someday you can forgive me. It makes me feel, ashamed that I ultimately treated you and my friendship in this way. And then I would close with, my husband is not the anything for me. And I would hope in the future that you would get to know him personally so you can understand and see the man that I've met. And I hope you can forgive me again for having done this to you. And I would think if you can approach it from that perspective, so you're making amends to them for manipulating them the way you did, that it would be helpful, I think, in terms of their healing. And I would hope they'll be able to see your husband in a very different light. in the long run, their ability maybe to get some other things and new things would be something that would also be useful. So with all that being said, that's all of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for joining the call, and I look forward to skip next Monday, by the way, since it is more. But hope everybody has a good 2 weeks, and I'll be back with you week after. Thank you.